Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dead by Sunset, The Perfect Husband, The Perfect Killer by Anne Rule. Read by Sharon Gless.
September 21, 1986, was a warm and beautiful Sunday in Portland, Oregon. The temperature had topped off at 69 degrees about 4 that afternoon, and even at 8:30 p.m., it was still a relatively balmy 58 degrees. Randall Blyton was traveling east on Highway 26, the Sunset Highway. It was dark enough so that he needed his headlights to see what lay ahead of him on the curving Sunset Highway. He was startled as he came around one of those curves near Sylvan in the West Slope area and saw that cars a half mile ahead of him were suddenly swerving out of the fast lane into the right-hand lane. Blyton traveled another 100 feet, and now he could make out the dark hulk of a Toyota van turned crosswise on the freeway. Its lights were off, and it was in a perilous position, completely blocking the fast lane. It was only a matter of time before someone came around the curve in the fast lane and smashed into the van. People usually drove the Sunset Highway between 55 and 65 miles an hour, and a crash like that would undoubtedly escalate rapidly into a fatal multi-car pileup. Randy Blyton's first inclination was to swerve around the van. He had things to do at home. "I was going to go on by too," he later recalled. "But then I spotted the silhouette."